Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Trans people belong. That hashtag is circulating across social media this week. Friday is International Transgender Day of Visibility, which celebrates the contributions of transgender, non-binary, and gender non-conforming people in the face of ongoing discrimination and violence. And Sacramento County is taking things a step further in solidarity. Yesterday, the Board of Supervisors approved a symbolic resolution to recognize Transgender Visibility Week. And joining us this morning is an advocate who was there in the flesh yesterday addressing the County Board of Supervisors. Evan Minton is a transgender advocate at the state and the national level. Evan, what a pleasure. Welcome.
Thank you, Vicky. It's great to be here.
You wear so many hats. You have accomplished quite a bit, not only for yourself, but for the equality of others. From working at the state capitol to taking on health care rights at the Supreme Court, you serve as a transgender advisor at the national and the state level. That is a lot. Where did all of these passions and this tenacity begin for you?
Thank you so much for that question. I think I was always interested in equity and justice since I was in high school. I remember looking at feminist websites with the door closed in my dad's office, like late at night. And then, you know, my path in college and then afterwards just kind of really intertwined with the feminist movement, which is where I feel that my activism is deeply rooted in. But as I began my life journey, I realized around the age of 29 or 30 that I am trans, and I suffered various discrimination and bias and stigma, large and small, based on that. And I got to know my trans siblings and our trans history, and it just became very important to me to stand up for us and stand up for our rights and fight back and be the best advocate that I can be.
And this has culminated into years of advocacy. I mean, even as recently as yesterday at the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors meeting and this symbolic resolution, what does this mean for you?
Well, for me personally, when I, you know, because the public consciousness has never been kind to trans folks. And, you know, slowly and rapidly, we're trying to change that. And it's dire that we change this now because, Vicky, when I conceived of this idea, this whole statewide trans day visibility, and then also our school board resolution that we recently passed at Sac City Unified.
And that, they raised the trans flag.
Yeah, they raised the trans flag. And then they also increased their protections and supports for trans students and staff. And then that was historic. And then in addition to that, this Sacramento City Council, and then, as you were saying, the Sacramento Board of Supervisors yesterday, all of this being the first times for our recommendation for Trans Week of Visibility. We expanded the day into a week annually. But when I first conceived of this, it was in my position as the co-chair of the Democratic National Committee's Transgender Advisory Committee. And it was about 6 or 7 weeks ago, and I had requested a presentation of all of the anti-trans bills across our nation. And at that point, it was around 250 pieces of legislation.
This year alone?
Yes. Yes. And it was only a month and a half into the year. And during the course of this planning for this statewide day of visibility, this, you know, the Board of Supervisors yesterday, that number has increased to about 430 pieces of legislation. It's nearly doubled. And then in addition to that, during the course of this planning, from that CPAC convention, the Conservative Conference Convention, they've called for the eradication of trans people from public life entirely. And so it's just, it's never been more clear that we need to consolidate together. Our supporters need to show that they visibly support us. And so I thought that trans people belong is the natural way to show that. And it's been so heartening to have that opportunity for our allies to really actively show that. And I want to thank you also for allowing me on your show to discuss this and really important topic.
It absolutely is important. And I've seen so many people wearing that pin across town, too. You know, you bring up a really important point, because often when reading about trans or even more broadly LGBTQ plus issues at a mainstream level, it's heavily wrapped in politics, right? And on the one hand, rightfully so, because given the wave of anti-legislation and legal battles that have and are currently taking place, but that also leaves out a huge gaping hole in meaningful dialogue. What are people missing when they're solely viewing these issues and the lives that are at the center of these issues as only one to debate?
Yeah, no, I really appreciate that question. And in fact, Rainer Apostle, a non-binary staffer at the Capitol, and I wrote an op-ed in the Sacramento Bee that ran yesterday around this. But we never chose to be politicized. You know, we're folks who have found our best, you know, trans folks are people who have found their best, most authentic lives, who simply want to live our lives. We never chose to be scrutinized when we're using the restroom. You know, we never chose to be scrutinized when we're trying to play on sports teams. Or, I mean, for me, when you mentioned that the Supreme Court case that I was in, I was simply trying to get health care, and Dignity Health Hospital shut their doors on me simply because I'm transgender. And so it's just like, it's very interesting to be trans in our daily lives. But, you know, it's also joyful. I don't want to miss the parts where it's made us strong and resilient. And you know, there's been outpourings of love and love and love. But yes, the other side has made this a political issue. And they're trying to rob us of our health, our safety, and our happiness. And it is risking our lives on a daily basis. And they're doing it in part because it plays with their voters and it wins them elections. And it's just like, but at the same time, people are dying. People are killing themselves. They're generating violence against our community, and it needs to stop. Mm.
I read the op-ed in the Sac Bee yesterday that you mentioned was co-written with Rainer Apostle, and one quote really stood out to me, because you shared that as a former Capitol staffer, that you were so happy that the Capitol now has a restroom that Rainer can comfortably use, one that did not exist when you transitioned genders there less than 10 years ago. How do you feel to be a part of progress so that others can be respected and be comfortable, but also through your own adversity?
Yeah. Well, I'm considered the first openly transgender employee at the state capitol. And I never thought that I could work there being who I am. And that was a really hard experience for me. I first started at the state capitol identifying as gay. And then I went and took a job as the statewide public policy specialist for the statewide coalition of domestic violence shelters and service providers. And during that time, I had two realizations. The first one was that I was transgender. And then the second one was that I wanted to go back and work in the Capitol, because I thought that that was the best way to create public policy for me, for myself. And I thought that those two realizations were at odds with each other. I thought that I could never go back in the Capitol being trans, because I didn't see anyone else there like me. And so I was heartbroken. I was heartsick. And I remember taking walks on my breaks from my advocacy job. And I couldn't even walk down the same street on the Capitol, because I would see that building and I would see something for me that was so close and yet so far out of reach. And then a legislator took a staff, you know, took a chance on me and hired me on. And then things opened up. But it was like, we had to work with HR. We had to work with people around me in order to create the spaces that I'm so glad that are there now. And, you know, I think it's Hillary Clinton that has a quote, and it's like, or that she's used, and it says, people who have broken glass ceilings but got cut in the process. And I identify with that, but it makes me so glad that that people have it somewhat easier, but it's still not easy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we're passing trans legislation, you know, for trans protections, or we're debating an awful bill that a California state legislature has brought up that would forcibly out trans kids to their parents. You know, anti-trans people come to voice their opposition to trans people in those debates. And that actively hurts trans staffers, non-binary staffers. And then, you know, staffers get misgendered. And so it's just like, you know, while things are easier, they're still not easy. And so, you know, I just want to say that there's room to make these spaces safer.
Evan, thank you so much for the conversation and for joining us.
Thank you. I really want to say thank you so much. And please, everyone, just show your active allyship. Trans people belong.
Trans people belong. Absolutely. Evan Minton is a transgender advocate at the state and the national level discussing Trans Visibility Week across Sacramento County. And there's some even events in recognition in Yolo County as well. And there is, of course, International Transgender Day of Visibility that is celebrated annually on March 31st. This year, it falls on a Friday. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Wednesday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.